Blog Talk Radio.
You see? So, baby mama. You already know, though. Check it out. Hey. They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'ma be loving you. Everybody that's up in here, throw your blessings so it's clear. I'ma be loving you. I'ma be loving you.
When my hands up, I call it worse.
Yes, I mean, okay.
I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real. And I ain't got a question how I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't stepping down off the
word.
About
it.
I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well,
yes, welcome guys. It's Elise Inspires Radio. Yes, going live in Detroit, going live in Cleveland, going live in Chicago, going live on Facebook. So come on in, you guys. Let's talk about it tonight. We're talking about a serious topic. So yes, if you want to be a part of the conversation tonight, then yes, join in. We are talking about it. Hit us up at 516-453-9938. That's 516-453-9938. We are talking about the seriousness of human sex traffic. And it's so serious that, you know what, we can't play with this any longer. I mean, man, it used to be, you know what, watch your daughters. But we got to watch our sons. We got to watch our babies. It's time for us to be serious. It's time for America. It's time for the universe to wake up. It's time for us to wake up because so many things are happening. So many things are going down, and we're just sitting around thinking that it's not going to happen at our door. It's not going to come knocking. But you know what? It's getting close to home. It's getting close to home. I'm going to share something with you guys. My daughter was telling me about one of her classmates from high school is missing. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if that was your daughter, your child that was missing? Can you imagine that? See, we cannot take this stuff for granted. And you know what? We cannot control this stuff that's going on, but we can be cautious. And we can make sure that we talk to our children, talk to our teenagers, talk to our kids that we're sending away to college. And then even us grown-ups, we got to get it together because they're snatching up everybody. People are just coming up missing. And then keep it real, it's a lot of the African-Americans. It's a lot of us, especially for the Oregon thing, but that's going to be another show. We're going to talk about this sex trafficking. What are we going to do about it? How can we be more cautious? I want to give a plug. We have a group started. If you would like to be a part of it, look it up. For those of you that are on Facebook, look up the group. It's Ladies, It's Time to Pay Attention. It's time. And that group is going to start giving out tips and tools and how we can better take care of ourselves and pay attention and be alert. So many things go down. We're sitting in our car. I'm guilty of that. Sitting in our car, just running off our mouth. And someone could just creep up on you. Walking up to your car and your car is parked by vans and trucks or something doesn't look right to you, but yet you just nonchalant. You're going over there. It's time for us to get it right. It's time for us to take better care of ourselves. It's time for us to come out of all the, just la, 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 la. It's time to get it right. So we're going to give you a few tips. This is really serious to me tonight. So, may not be a lot of laughing, but I'm so serious about this thing because I have daughters, because I have nieces, because I have grandchildren, because I have friends that have kids, because I have girlfriends, I have associates, I know people, I have neighbors It's time for us to get it right. It's time for us to watch ourselves. It's time for us to stop being friendly. Ladies, stop thinking that these guys, you know, they want to connect with you. These guys, they want to be with you. It's a setup. It's a setup. There was a young lady, let me tell you, there was a young lady, as I've been doing my research on this sex trafficking, there was a young lady, I believe it was Detroit or it was Cleveland. It was one of those. And she was cool with this guy. And let me tell you, these guys, they will come and be friends with you and whatever amount of time that it takes for them to catch you off guard. That's what they do. They got all the time in the world. They're getting paid to get you from your location to a new destination, to prostitute you, to dope you up, to even kill you, to sell you across overseas. And see, let me tell you, the young lady that was cool with this guy, he was the reason that we're looking for Indians and Egyptians and Arabians and all, we're looking for them when it's our own people. Because the young girl, she was friends with the guy. He came into town. He was cool. So she thought he was cool people, so she began to hang with him. And as she hung with him, he said, you know what? He was kicking it with her for about 6 months to a year. And then he said, you know what? I got to take this drive to the city. She was like, where's the city? Oh, about 6 hours. So she jumped in, and she got in the car with him, thinking he was cool. And he drove her on up here to Illinois, to Chicago. And when she was going in, he said, I'm going to run in here, and I'm going in. And then he said, hey, why don't you come on out and come in instead of sitting in this car by yourself? I want you to go in here. She described the building. It was abandoned. It looked abandoned. And then he just told her, no, that's just how this side of town looks. So she went on in there. Then when he got up in the building, he said, hey, man, my phone won't work. Let me see your phone. Let me see your phone. And she gave him her phone because she was comfortable with him. When she gave him the phone, he was walking up the stairs, and he turned around and punched her in the face, drug her upstairs into one of the apartments, which was nothing but an abandoned apartment, threw her in there and locked her up. She stayed gone from her parents for about 6 to 8 months, just gone. Her parents didn't know where she was. They gave her drugs, sold her body, and then she started thinking, in order for me to live, what I need to do is to go ahead and play it off, get in his good graces, let him know I'm cool with this. But see, she was blessed. Because not a lot of girls, a lot of women, they're missing, they're dead, because they just couldn't accept that. But she thought, you know what, I want to live. So she became in his good graces. And then so he started driving her around. He started having her recruit other girls. And she did whatever she needed to do so that she could start getting outside by herself, even though he was still prostituting her. Even though he was still doping her up. And she went and she got privileged to go outside. They were by a gas station. And she thought to herself, either I'm going to stay here and be sold and possibly sold across seas, or I'm about to try to run into this gas station and I'm going to scream for my life. And either he's going to shoot me down there, or the police gonna come. Well, for the grace of God, and I just thank God, by the grace of God, when she ran and took off and he went after her, she made it into that gas station. And how you know it was God? While she was running in there screaming and the guy went to call the police, who happened to be driving down the street? The man ran up in there, and here comes the police. And that young lady was blessed. 24 years old, to get back to her parents. And now she's more cautious. She doesn't want to be seen, but, you know, when she did the interview, she didn't want her face to be seen or anything. and the way they gave her drugs, the way she said old men, beat men that you would never expect, doctors, white, black, Spanish, whatever. So you guys, we got to be careful. And then when we got our little girls going around here looking grown, we got them wearing half tops, we got them naked, and then we got grown men checking them out. We got perversion everywhere. And then let me tell you, women aren't exempt because it's a money thing. Women want to, they'll either sell your daughter or sell you. They'll befriend you. And then, look, your child's gone. Or they'll set you up. They'll set you up. I go off on my children all the time. I don't trust everybody. And that's what you got to start telling your nieces, telling your daughters, even telling your son. This world is wicked. And I want you guys to understand that it is so serious. So you guys, come on, be a part of this conversation. Call in at 516-453-9938. We are talking about it. Those of you that have granddaughters, I have one granddaughter. And then I have a blessed granddaughter. So I have two granddaughters. And one is starting to grow up. But you know what? I'm on it. I don't trust anyone. I don't trust anyone, and I'm a grown woman. Because you never know who's going to set you up. You never know. Do they want my body? Do they want to rape me? Do they want to sell me? Or do they want to kill me and take my organs? What's going on? How are we going to stop this stuff? And I'm coming at this situation today with God's word because God's word is what we need. And maybe if we start speaking God's word, we can speak life into these situations. So much is going on. I've never seen so many deaths. I mean, growing up, you hear about somebody dying, this happened over there. But it's at a rapid, it's so rapid. It's moving fast. You blink, your child's gone. Your daughter's gone. You send your children away overseas, over to these things, what they're doing overseas, going to do their little schoolwork, and you may never see them again. And a lot of our kids, when we're kind of strict on them, when they can get away from us, they get out there, they connect with anybody. We have to teach our children, stop being so friendly. I get on my child, stop thinking you need to make a run to the grocery store late at night. You never know. And sometimes it will be your very neighbor. It can be your very family member. The studies are showing that a father who was low on cash. He was connected with the trafficking. He was finding girls in the street, but then he couldn't find the one that they needed. And then he looked at his own daughter who met the requirement. And so he arranged to sell his daughter. Look at that. A father to sell his own daughter. To take his own daughter and have her sit overseas. My God, it's time for us to get it right. And you know what? A lot of us may not think this is serious. See, that's the problem, though. A lot of us feel it's not serious because it hasn't happened to them. And then when it happens to them, it's something big. It should be huge. It should be big. It should be to the extreme. Even if it's not your child or somebody you know, because we are all sisters and brothers. And I would want you to look after mine like I would look after yours. Every day when I'm driving and I'm looking at kids and young girls and young boys just walking by themselves. And yeah, we did it in my age group, but thank God for the grace of God. Thank God for the covering. But what I'm trying to get you guys to understand here tonight is that God wants us to pay attention. God wants us to be cautious. God wants us to start teaching our children the right thing. All this popping and shaking and sexy and surgeries and all that, it's good to a certain extent. But we got to start really, really paying attention. We got to stop trying to let our children grow up so fast. When they're 10 years old and they're looking 14. When they're little toddlers.
Caller 708, Elise.
Come on, caller. Come on in. Elise Inspires Radio. Come on in. Caller, who's calling?
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me, Ms. Elise. Listen, guys, one thing we need to understand about, it's not so much just sexual trafficking, it's human trafficking, and understand that this business, this is a business, which is a $150 billion business. And so you have to understand a lot of these young girls that are being abducted are as young as 10 years old. So normally they want to try to put them into the 12 and 14 age bracket, but they could start at 10. And see, since it's a global, it's actually a global thing that a lot of us associate like it happens overseas, right, in all these other countries. But it's happening right in our very own backyard.
Come on.
Now, I want to talk about Atlanta because I lived in Atlanta for a period of time, and their sex trafficking being what they're doing, they're smuggling them, you know, like a Harriet Tubman, get them through the Underground Railroad. A lot of them are being smuggled from one state to other states, you know, across the country. So if you're in California, you could end up in Illinois or end up in Florida, something like that. But they're taking these young girls, and a lot of them, what we don't realize or don't understand, think about the foster system, okay? A lot, the foster system says when you're 18, you're out of here. You're on your own. You do whatever you're going to do. And so a lot of girls who are runaways, okay, a lot of girls who are in foster care system, a lot of girls, like Sister Elise mentioned about parents, are selling their own children. So they're selling them not just for sex trafficking, but for labor, for harem, for marriage. And a lot of them are young, like I said, as young as 10 years old. So it's happening to women and to men and boys. And so we do have to be careful. You know, the signs now, I want to talk about something I shared on Facebook. About the on Facebook, you know, someone reaches out to you, hi, how you doing? You know, they're targeting folks through social media, you know?
Yes.
So we do have to be very careful. This is a very scary thing, and I've talked about before how a lot of you parents who are listening, please hear this. When you think that you're in a secluded area, beware. When you're going to the park, beware. When you see the little puppies outside and the little kids, you're not paying attention. They're running up to the predator who has a puppy. You want to see my puppy? Yes. They take them off with the puppies. So this is a very serious thing, and we do need to talk to our young people about when they approach people walking to school. You know, I told my daughter when she was young, she's 27 now, when she was like 10 and 11, it was like if someone's walking towards you, you walk across the street. Don't walk to school with your head plugs on. You got your earplugs on, listen to your music. You need to hear your surrounding area, okay? Walking past alleys. If you are in a city where there's alleys on the way to school, teach them when they walk past the alley to look down the alley so they could be prepared to run if need be. So this is a serious thing. We need to have these conversations.
Yes, yes. And I just want to, we're going to keep listening to our guest tonight, but the scripture says in Psalms 82:4, rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. I mean, really, you guys, we got to really pay attention. We're so lax because we're like, it'll never happen to me. Man, I'll do this and I'll do that. You never know what you'll do until it's done, until it happens. So really listen to what our guest is saying and take heed to this. I don't trust anybody but God. But God. So that means that my alert is up with everybody. With everybody. You know? So go ahead, guess. Go ahead, Tanza.
And so there's an estimated 24.9 million victims. You know, we have seen the movie Roots before, right? And everybody thought, you know, that was back in the 16, 15, 1800s, right? But we actually do have a modern-day slavery. And this is not just in Africa. It's in other countries where that you're being bought and sold underground. Okay, and we need to be careful. You know, things like going to the mall, us women, mothers, we're so, you know, preoccupied with bags and the kids. And you need to be watching out for these vans and trucks. And don't park in between these large vehicles. There was a news segment just recently about a lady who was driving in a Lyft. And they drove up towards this vehicle. So the driver was actually, you know, he was part of the scam, okay? Mm-hmm. He was driving them, and he would drive them to, and it just, I can't remember what the outcome was, but when I heard about it, it's like now you, like, you need to be leery when you get into these Lyft and Uber vehicles.
God.
You know, we need to have our mace and tasers, you know, on standby. Because you know what, you know, I mean, like, really, Uber, Lyft, whoever thought it? Nobody. We just do it unconsciously. And so, guys, you have to understand that in these countries, like I said, sex trafficking, they're putting you in labor camps. They're kidnapping you for labor camps, you know, for sex camps. You know, ladies are being drugged so they could be submissive, you know, so we do have to be very careful, I mean, exceptionally, because the times are getting bad, and, you know, I walk past people in the night, and they say hello, and it's like, what they talking to me for in the dark? I can't see you.
So
we have to be careful, you know. Young ladies, you know, mothers, teach your young people when they go into these clubs and they're putting their drinks down. You know, they're getting Mickey. This happened to my daughter. Like I said, she's my baby girl, 27. So she was in, I think she was finishing up college, or maybe this was her first year out. And her and a friend went out into a club. This is in Atlanta. And they actually Mickey'd her and her friends drinking. They, like, some of them couldn't recall what happened. But, you know, luckily for them, you know, they ended up in the emergency. I mean, my daughter could have been abducted, and this young man could have been too, you know. So, I mean, you know, just like, listen to this, guys, hear this. And I used to joke about this, about I'm going to go to sugardaddy.com, right, to get me a man, okay?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, guys, they have sugar daddies and sugar babies, okay? So when we talk about men, you know, homosexual men are being predators as well, you know, because they could be out there used for entertainment. I mean, look at these drag queens. It's an entertainment thing, right? So we're being targeted on all fronts. So, guys, please be careful. Watch everything and everybody, and don't trust nothing.
Amen. And you guys out there, I want to give you there's a hotline for sex trafficking. It's the National Human Trafficking Hotline. This is a number that everybody should just have. Your children should have it. If your daughters, your little kids can rap songs and all that and cuss and dance and do all that, they should be able to learn these important tools that they need just in case. I see so many little kids with cell phones. So we need to give this number, program it in their phone, teach them about these things. That number is 888-373-7888. And this is a number for everybody. I'm going to put it in my grandkids' phone, because this is a number that they need to have. They need to have this number again, 888 373 7-8-8-8-8. And now, Kenza, what are some tips that you can give our listeners, that some helpful tips, that can help them?
As I stated before, always watch your surroundings. You know, when you're in the mall, you know, be leery about people who are walking a little close, too close to you. One thing that's very important, if you see someone and you're in a mall, you know, one of those areas, and they seem like they're walking close to you, and you think, let me run to my car and escape. No, go and find a security officer. Ask someone to escort you. You know, a lot of you who are partying in the evenings at these clubs and you're alone, ask for a male escort to walk you to your vehicle. Don't walk alone, especially at night. If you have, you know, we think if we have mace and we have these tasers, but you still want to just have that extra precaution. And again, like I said, with you parents who have young kids, teach them about how to go to school, walk that path, you know, without their earplugs on. You know, tell them they need to hear everything surrounding them. If someone walks towards them, that they need to cross the street. Make sure you cross the street. Even for you grown folks, sometimes when people are walking towards me, don't look down and look around. Look directly at them to let them know I'm watching you. I see you. You know, because some people catch people when they're off guard, when they're not paying attention. You know, just in a quick moment, when you're walking down the street on the sidewalk, walk in the inside of the sidewalk, not towards the street curb, because that's another moment someone could ride past and jump out just in the quickness. You have to be careful when you're walking alongside traffic. So those are some tips that I will share with you on this evening.
Oh, and that's good stuff, you guys. We got to understand that there is exploitation of us older women, of us young girls, young ladies, even why they're taking little kids, I don't know, but it's a perversion in this world. Now, you know, they want the men. Now they want the little boy. We got to think about it. If there's homosexuality in this world, then why wouldn't they want the boys and the little boys? We got to understand that. And then there are some adult women, adult men that have a thing for little kids. So we have to understand, and these are sometimes wealthy people. And then because this is, as our guest said, $150 billion business, global business, everybody's trying to get in it. And it's been going on from years. When I did some research, it said way back, like in 1906 or something like that. But when you think about it, even when they were kidnapping slaves, they were having sex, you know, using the women for that, and, you know, and then selling them. And then that person would use them for that as well. So this has been going on before time. This stuff has been going on. And we have to be wise, and we have to start being alert. Again, we have a group going called Ladies, It's Time to Pay Attention. And if you are on Facebook, you can go into Messenger and look for that group. And if you are already in that group, invite other young ladies in there. Invite them in, because it is time for us to become aware. It is time for us to stop sitting back with the I don't care, I'm not worried, and a lot of us, oh, I got Jesus. There are young women and men that are messed up that have Jesus. You got to be cautious. The Bible tells us to be watchful. We got to learn to be watchful. We got to learn to be watchful. And Myron is saying, at least in spite of, oh, Myron, he's just putting that up, sorry. But what we need to understand is that we want to all be safe. And then the thing about it is, a lot of us, we don't care about one another enough. So many people know what's going on, but they say it's not their business. And it's not their business until something happens to them. But then the Bible tells us about looking out for one another. So if you know something or you know someone that has a business like that, it's not right. Because even though it may not be your daughter, it's somebody's daughter. Even though it may not be your son, it's somebody's son. You know, and then in this world, it's so much wickedness, they cover up. Wickedness cover up one another until the one is trying to get more than the other, then they take that one out. But this stuff will never stop if we don't come together. And until we come together, we're going to always be into this. It's trafficking now. It'll be something else and something else and something else. But I believe that if we would come together, stop being jealous, stop being hateful, stop worrying about if we're better and they're less, and let's come together. Isaiah 61:1 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." If we see something, say something. If we come together and help one another, it's time for us to start getting these groups, these neighborhood groups, and starting. What are we going to do? Children are coming up missing, young ladies, mothers. And then get this, there was a story about the young lady, a black woman. She was in a neighborhood, a subdivision, I believe a suburb with like limited blacks. But what happened? They invited her over, they said, for drinks, a sleepover. And then she came up dead. And then when she came up dead, they said she was drunk and she must have fell off the back porch. They thought she went home. But then when they checked it further, her organs are gone. Now, what? Now, and you know, nobody was ever arrested. Nobody was ever arrested. And then we came to find out that the people at the sleepover, big grown people, our age, 40-something years old, having a slumber party. And it was something about that black woman. And this is not being against other races, but this is saying it's something about our organs. It's something. They want them. They snatching us up. So we got to get together. Come on, my people who are against one another, let's get together. And then all of these races, let's stick together, and then we can make this world a better place. Let's stop thinking that, it wasn't my child. Oh, that's only happening in the poverty. No, it's happening everywhere, just like Kansas said. It's happening everywhere. Everywhere. I love my neighborhood, but I don't trust nobody, again, but God. But God. And that's what we got to do. We got to start understanding that we got to come together, because this thing here, sex trafficking, is serious. And it's not going to stop. But if we can be cautious, if we can stop, oh, mom, I'm running to the mall. How many of us have let our children do that? How many of us are allowing our children to do it now? I'm running to the mall. My daughter ran to the mall when she was in high school. Oh, no, a freshman in college. Thank God they only broke in the car and stole her computer. But imagine that it could have been my baby. Can you imagine that? It could have been her. I thought about it as me and my girlfriend was talking about this trafficking. And I remember when my daughter was in ninth grade and she was getting off the bus. And we're thinking, we're in this nice neighborhood. Again, it don't matter. She called me on the phone, and she says, Mommy, somebody in a van. She said it was an Arab. Mommy, he's turning in. Mommy, he's following me. Mommy, he's running. And that just broke my heart, because I was all the way at work. But glory to God, let me tell you, when you call upon God, because she got in the house, he didn't bother the door. Maybe he thought the family was in there. But I'm just thankful. I think of these things. And I'm very cautious about these things. And when I see every your children just running around or half naked or out here in grown folks' faces and they're only 14 years old, it's time to come together. What are we going to do? Any last words for them, Tanza?
I want to just add one more tip, guys, for a lot, especially you parents with college kids. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they normally want to be very independent when they get to school. It's like, I'm grown. I don't need to listen to mom. But have that conversation with them anyway to explain its significance. And then you may also want to, you know, let the child tell you their path, you know, how their path to their classes when they're
mm-hmm.
on the campus. And also between you and that child, have a secret code, some type of secret code.
Mm-hmm.
In the time if they feel like they're in distress and they call you, but they may not be able to say exactly what's going on, they could tell you the secret code. So therefore, you can alert any, you know, authority figures or whoever the powers that be. So that would be something you may also want to discuss with your college students. Because just
yes.
think about a lot of them, they're going on different paths to their different classes, you know, different buildings. Like my daughter went to different classes,
yes.
different buildings.
Yes.
So you got to walk these different paths. So, you know, talk to them about that code between you and them. So when they need to, they could tell you and you could do what you need to do to, you know, get help to them.
And then my last words to you guys is that we got to understand again that women, older women, young women, girls, teenagers, little girls, boys, young men, they are not exempt. They are not exempt. They are being kidnapped. They are being raped. They are being held captive. Some of them are waking up in foreign land. You know, and we can't do nothing about it. A lot of these kids that come up kidnapped from the poverty neighborhood, their parents don't have money, and the system is just taking it as, okay, oh, that person ran away. And you hear about it, but then it just goes away. So your child is just missing. I'm talking to my husband like, whatever happened to the girl, the male girl that came up missing, 26 years old or so? They just stopped talking about it because they don't care. They don't care. So it's time for you to start caring. It's time for you to understand that this stuff is real. Sex trafficking is real. It's time for you to stop thinking that, oh, I'm okay. I got God. But see, God didn't tell us to be foolish. He told us to be wise. He told us to be watchful. So just because you got God don't mean that you walk through a dark alley. And then pay attention to these people that you call friends, because it's your main friend that will set you up. That will set you up. We still don't really know what happened to the little girl, Kanika. In Rosemont, Illinois. We still don't know. We still don't know. But she was with her friend. How about that? We don't know. But she lost her life. We don't know. So we got to understand and we got to be cautious. And we got to understand that this stuff is going on in all races. In all races. In all races. This stuff is going on. So we got to get it together, because when we find out how we're going to overcome this, we look up and they doing something else. And this stuff is on the rise. And we got to do more praying. We got to start doing more things with our families, you guys. Stop always dropping your kids off somewhere, sending them somewhere. Parents, get off your lazy butt, and if you got to drive your kids to work or school, do it. Stop making them walk down these streets because you'll regret it when you're sitting there wondering why they didn't come home. When all it took you was 5 minutes to run them up the street, 5 minutes to go get them. It's time for us to step it up, people. I don't care what your race is. I don't care where you live and what your status is. It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to come together. You guys, I just want to thank you guys. I want to thank our guests, Hands Up, for coming on and giving us some information about the sex trafficking, this human sex trafficking. And again, I want to give you guys that phone number. And I'm telling you, put it in your kids' phone. And you know what, ladies? Put it in your phone. Men, put it in your phone. 888-373-7888. It's time for us. Yes, yes, it's time for us to get it together. That's our sex trafficking. That's the human sex the National Human Trafficking Hotline. 888-373-7888. I'm telling you guys, it's serious. It's serious out here, and we got to stop playing. Life is precious. Life is precious. God is watching over us, but he's given us sense to get some understanding, to get some knowledge, to be wise, make some decisions. Everybody's not your friend. Everybody's not your friend. And that's what we got to teach people. Teach them, yes, be kind, be loving, but don't be a fool. Stop trusting everyone. Stop trusting everyone. And that way we can have our babies and we can see our babies and our grandchildren and our sisters and our nieces and our nephews. We can see them to grow up and be something awesome. We're not having kids for some freak or pervert or wicked person to sell them, to beat them, to kill them and take their organs and throw them in a trash can. No, let's step our game up. This is Elise Inspires Radio. I am Lady Elise, and we want to thank our guest, T with Tanza. Yes, Tanza Franklin, you guys. If you don't know her, connect with her, T with Tanza, on Facebook. She sells T-shirts by Tanza. Man, T's by Tanza. And, man, I'm telling you, somebody important, somebody just wonderful and full of knowledge that you should know. And what a wonderful attitude, a wonderful spirit. So get connected. Tanza, are you still there? She's not there anymore. But go ahead, Tanza, and put your information on the Facebook so they can connect with you for your products and services. You guys, this is Lady Elise with Elise Inspires Radio, and I want to just close out with the scripture of Proverbs 31:8-9. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy. God wants us to pay attention. God wants you to know that he will take care of you. God wants you to know that. God wants you to know that, but he's telling you to be wise and be smart and pay attention. Pay attention. It's time for us to learn to do good. Time for us to seek justice. It's time for us to reprove the ruthless. It's time for us to defend one another. It's time for us to plead the causes. It's time for us to come together. This is Lady Elise with Elise Inspires Radio. Thank you guys for joining in. See you next week, you guys. Elise Inspires Radio, yes. Thank you guys on Facebook Live. Shout out to Samara, Myron, yes. Thank you for the opportunity, yes. Tammy, Clinton, Ty, Marlon, Amelia,
you already
Michael,
know that.
Jackson,
check it out.
Arena.
Hey. They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'ma be loving you. Everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you. I'ma be loving you.
I just wanna show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up and call it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know gimme, gimme purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well,
they wanna ask how long.